Grand Army Cannon Battery, Crystal City. Rex hadn't ordered the gunners to open fire with the main cannon yet, but he couldn't leave it much longer. Men were falling around him. The medics were at full stretch. The last platoons of troopers had dragged twisted railings into place to block the droid advance, filling the gaps with chunks of SBD casings and anything they could lay their hands on. They'd excavated a crude trench in front of it with grenades, wide and deep enough to stop the clankers overrunning them for a few more minutes, and filled it with liquid fuel before setting it alight. And that was all they had left. Rex stared through the flames and the shimmering heat haze at an approaching wall of droids and tanks that simply would not stop.
"I'm all out of ideas, sir,"
said Sergeant Korrick. He gestured to one of the artillery pieces behind them.
"Other than making them come and get it."
Rex calculated a final firing solution that would cause maximum destruction of the armored column and droids. If they placed a few rounds just so, set them to cook off at chest height rather than on impact, the explosion would flatten anything standing, and the shrapnel from the droids would kill any organics standing in the blast radius.
"Let's do that, Sergeant, because I don't do surrenders."
He looked up at the orange glow of the shield overhead and reloaded. It was too late. Where the Stang was Kenobi. Rex hadn't given up, but it was a close-run thing, and he never counted on Holovid-style miracles. Just his Deese, his DC-15 rifle, and his buddies. In the end, that was all any soldier had.
"Sir! Sir! Comlink! SEP channel!"
One of the troopers tapped urgently on the side of his own helmet to indicate to Rex to switch channels.
"Kenobi!"
Rex stopped dead, forgetting the plasma bolts scorching the air above his head for a moment. He cut into the SEP chatter and listened.
"Surrender. Kenobi wants to talk terms."
No, not the general.
"Having a drink with Loathsome."
Definitely not. Kenobi wouldn't surrender, at least not without warning Rex. But if he'd been captured... No, Kenobi was pulling a stunt on Loathsome, stalling for time. He obviously wasn't dead. And that meant he was still reassuringly dangerous.
"You reckon that's genuine, sir? Or a SEP trick to demoralize us?"
Rex indicated the chaos and destruction all around them with a jerk of his thumb.
"No, that's the demoralizing stuff."
He turned to his handful of troopers.
"And has it worked?"
"No, sir!"
"Come on then, tinny boys, do your worst,"
Rex muttered, and reloaded for a final stand before resorting to the cannon barrage. But he really didn't want to die just yet.
"And bring your Kermo buddies, too."